to go home and enjoy your stretchy pants.
Our invitation will be 587.
So I'm glad that you did, but I'm even more happy that you're back here this evening.
Well,
one thing I want
to
mention before we get into our one-word study, we continue that tonight, is
so I'm glad
we're just about 5 weeks away
from our Heath rally, that you're back here,
and we need your help.
So one thing I want to mention before we get into our one-word study as we continue that tonight is
the giving's
just
been there,
about 5 weeks
there,
away from our
sign up and help clean or provide
we need your help.
So if you can
help
with any activities, we'd greatly appreciate all the help we can get. It takes a lot of us
the givens have been there, and the feast are there.
We want it to be
sign up and help clean or
good
and security
or
do something with the activities.
We
need your help to make sure all the help we can get. It takes a lot of us
to put this thing on.
Please see the givens.
We want it to be
for any of us that
want it to be good. It's signed up and
we'll get you put somewhere.
Are
you
to be edified?
We certainly
need
your help to make sure that that gets done.
Tonight we're looking at, as we continue our one word study,
please see the givens or the feast.
We're looking
or any
at the word
that,
proclaim.
We'll get you signed up and we'll get you put
somewhere. In the Old
Testament,
when you think about the word proclaim, it's used in three different ways.
Tonight we're looking at, as
we continue our one word study, it means to cry.
We're looking at the word
proclaim many times.
In the
especially
Old when you
when
get
you
into some of the minor prophets,
they're crying out to God for help,
ways, really,
as they're looking at a nation
about
that's
prophets,
gone back towards
to,
the ways of
to
iniquity.
Cry out. And that's what
these
the prophets
were
many
crying
times,
to the Lord, proclaiming
especially
to
when
God
you get
that
into
you
some
need
of the minor
us,
prophets,
and that
they're crying out to God for help, or as they're looking at a nation that's gone back towards the ways of iniquity. These prophets were crying to the Lord, proclaiming to God that you need to help us, and that you need to fix this situation.
To preach aloud or to teach aloud or to be
the word proclaimed for individuals that would call out to help God.
Of what it means
when we
to
think
proclaim,
about that
what
idea,
we're going to
it means exactly
tonight,
that too. Or
is what
also
we read
it
about
means
in the New Testament.
To preach aloud,
the word
or to teach aloud, or to be
Caruso, as we see in the Greek,
so when
is
you
found
think about the aspect of what it means to proclaim,
what we're going to be talking about
tonight,
that we read about in the New Testament,
talk about
the
idea
of what
it means to proclaim
Caruso,
the gospel,
as we see in the
Jesus
proclaiming
the gospel, for individuals
different times in
the gospel, 71 of those times that we read about in the New Testament,
talk about
the idea of what it means to proclaim
the gospel,
or Jesus proclaiming the gospel,
himself to
or individuals
God.
Proclaiming
so
the gospel.
So when we think about the
Christ,
idea of proclaim,
the 72nd
that we're going to talk
time
about
we read
tonight,
about
what we're talking about
Thessalonians
is the idea
of what
it means
an individual
to preach
the
gospel
of Jesus
God
Christ.
Was proclaiming himself
certainly
to
it's
God.
A great responsibility.
So
that
when we think about the idea
is laid
of proclaim,
all of
that we're going
to
talk
about
to preach,
tonight,
proclaim,
what we're talking
to
about is the idea of what it means
to show people what the good news
of the gospel
of Jesus Christ is.
Certainly it's a great responsibility.
That responsibility is laid
and looking at the word
to preach,
talking about the word, I want us to understand
to show people
what
the good news
proclaim
of the gospel of
means.
Jesus Christ.
So
is.
I hope you have your Bibles
so
with you tonight,
we
because we're going to
really
look at several different
and
passages.
Looking at the word
when we think
and
about
talking
the
about
idea
the word, I want us to
proclaim.
Understand.
So either pull out
better
your Bibles
what that
or pull out
your
smartphone
or your smartphones
means.
Or your tablets.
So I hope you have your Bibles.
So
with
as
you
we look at these tonight,
we're look
as we
at several
understand what it means to proclaim,
when we think about the
it helps
idea
us to better understand
of proclaim. So either pull out your Bibles or pull out your
smartphones
when it comes to proclaiming the word of God.
So as we look at these tonight, as we understand,
there's a lot of people that debate the role and responsibility.
It helps us to better understand why we have a great
what's
responsibility
the job of the preacher
when it comes to proclaiming the word
of
God
of
in our lives.
Paul is
there's a lot
to
of people that debate the role and
in
responsibilities
2 Timothy 4 and verse 5.
His job
is,
was to do the work
the
of an
evangelist. Of the
that
well,
is to evangelize,
when you think about it from the
to tell people about
what Jesus
Paul
Christ.
Is writing to the young
so,
gospel preacher
first and foremost,
in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 5. His job was
Jesus
to do the work of an evangelist.
Because
that
you
is
two
to
are
evangelize,
of Christ in your own way,
your job
too
is to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ.
My job
to do the work
is to preach the gospel
of so
Jesus
your responsibility
Christ.
Is to
because
tell
you
people
two are ministers
what
of Christ
Jesus
in your own
Christ
way,
did for you
your job too is to preach
and if
the
we
gospel
have the
of
good
Jesus
news,
Christ
why wouldn't we want
to do
to
the
tell
work
people
of an evangelist
about the good news.
So
right?
your responsibility is to tell people
if
what Jesus Christ did
here tonight,
for you at Calvary.
Please raise your hand.
And if we have the good
now,
news,
let me
why
ask
wouldn't
you this.
We want to tell people
if I came up
about
and asked you if you
news,
had
right?
a grandchild,
let me ask
you
this.
Say,
no, not me.
If you're a grandparent,
or would you pull out 900
pictures and show me every one of them?
Now, let me ask you this.
More than likely,
if I came up and
tell
asked
me
you
about
you
your grandchild,
why?
You would say,
because
no,
you love
me,
them.
Right?
And you
or
want
would
to
you
tell
pull out 900
pictures
how
and show
great
me
your
one
grandchild
of.
Is and how much better your grandchild
more than likely,
is
you're going
to
tell
grandchild.
Me about your grandchild, why?
And that's okay, because we
love
express
me.
Our love for that which
and
is
you
very
want to tell
to
everybody
so
how great your grandchild is and how much better your grandchild is
more than their love for
their grandchildren. we proclaim the love for Christ because our love for that which is very important to us.
So if you have your Bibles and your smart tablets, look at Philippians chapter 1, more than
beginning
their love
in
for
verse
their own
15 through 18.
We proclaim the love for Christ
because of what
He did for us. So again, as we see this word is found some
72
times,
and as we're understanding this word and as we're
going to
read this word
beginning
now,
in verse 15
Paul is
going to
describe those who preach first and foremost
from envy. So again, as we see this word is found
incorrectly.
So look at Philippians as we're understanding this word and as we're going to read this word now. Paul is going to describe those who
preach
first and foremost from
envy,
and
so they're doing it
in some also
of goodwill.
So look at Philippians
chapter 1,
verses 15 through
16. The one preached Christ of contention, not sincerely,
or 15 through 18,
but supposing
to
add affliction to my bonds,
Christ
says,
even
of envy and strife,
knowing that
I am
set for the defense
of the gospel.
The one preached Christ of contention, not sincerely,
whether in pretense or in truth,
Christ is preached to my bonds, Paul says,
but the other of love, knowing that I am set for the defense of the gospel.
What then?
So Paul describes this whole idea of what it means to preach,
not from the aspect
or in truth, Christ is preached or proclaimed,
these individuals that were doing it from
envy
or jealousy as they were preaching who Jesus was, but he's
talking about the goodwill of Jesus
Christ
from the aspect,
and when it's proclaimed,
and Paul said, I rejoice over that
from envy or
when
jealousy
think about the
as they were preaching
Philippi,
who Jesus
was a great
but he's talking about the goodwill of Jesus
Christ
when it's
preached. Because when you read through
the
book of Philippians,
it's the book of
joy.
It's the book
of
happiness. Even
when you
tells
think about
us
the church
in Philippians 4
and verse
4, rejoice in the Lord always, and
a soft spot in the heart of Paul.
Because when
because
you read through the book of Philippians,
rejoice,
it's the
right?
book of joy.
We
it's
rejoice
the
in the fact of
knowing
even
what God
tells
did
us
for us at
in Philippians 4,
why
verse 4.
Why would we
rejoice
not be happy about that,
again,
right?
I say rejoice. Why?
So when we think about
because
proclaiming
we have
the gospel
rejoice,
and
right?
telling people about
we rejoice
the gospel,
in the fact of
knowing
what
God
it?
Did for us at Calvary.
But so many times
why would
people
we
listen
not
to the gospel
about
and they sit there like this and they look like they've been
so when we think about proclaiming the gospel and telling people about
it, they don't want to tell people. They're not joyful over the fact of what Jesus
people listen to the gospel
and they sit there like this and they
you think
like
about the disciples in the book of Acts, in Acts chapter 4.
They're sour. They're not happy
when they were
about
beaten
it. They don't
and abused and told, you better quit preaching
joyful
this.
Over
what
the fact
say?
Of what Jesus
we cannot
Christ
mistake
did for
the things
them.
That we've seen and heard.
When you think about the disciples in the book of Acts, in Acts
through,
chapter
what they
4,
suffered.
Peter when they
said,
were beaten and abused and told, you better quit preaching
and preach
this.
The message
of Jesus Christ. We cannot
mistake
the things that we've seen and heard.
When I was in preaching school, one of the things they told us when we were
going
through a homiletics class was ask yourself,
when you begin to write a sermon, how long is it when you write that sermon before Jesus
when I was
Christ shows
in preaching
up in
school,
it.
One of the things they
because
told us when we were going through
quickly,
our homiletics class
you better put it in the fire.
Was ask yourself,
because it's not worth
when you
anything.
Begin to write a sermon,
why?
How
because
long is it when you write that sermon before Jesus Christ shows up
the good news of Christ,
because
and
we're
he
telling
show
people
up quickly,
about
you better
the good
put it
news
in the
of Christ.
Because
now turn with me to Mark
anything.
Chapter 7
why?
In
because
verse 36.
We're proclaiming, we're
that's
heralding the good news of Christ, and we're telling people about the good news
of Christ. So on page 993.
Now turn with me to Mark chapter 7 in verse 36.
In Mark 7
and
verse 36, it says, and he charged them that they should tell no man.
It's on page
993. But the more he charged them, so much the more a great deal that they published.
In Mark 7 and verse 36,
so Jesus said, look,
says,
don't tell anybody about what I did
that they should tell no man.
You think maybe Jesus
but
knew what he was doing when he told
them?
Them
so much the more
it's like when you tell a child
a great
not to do something and they do it anyway. So
Jesus
said, look,
don't
tell anybody
about
this. Don't
tell anybody about this.
You think maybe Jesus knew what he was doing when he told them that?
Why? Because
like when
they
you tell
were
a child not to do something and they do
the
it anyway.
Fact of what Jesus Christ did for
Jesus
them.
Says, don't
we can't
publish
hold this
this
in.
Don't tell like anybody
Jeremiah
about
said,
this.
It's a fire
but
that
the more
showed
in my bones,
bones,
the more they had
to preach
tell.
The good news of Jesus
why?
Christ.
Why? Because they were excited.
So when Jesus
over the
is
fact
telling
of what
these
Jesus
individuals
did for
them,
be quiet about
we
it.
We can't hold this
why
in.
Why would they want
like
to be
Jeremiah
quiet?
Like Jeremiah said, it's a fire that showed
why
in my bones.
Why would they not
want
to share with individuals
what was done for them also and the miracles that they had seen concerning what Jesus had done?
Be quiet about it.
Proclamation of Christ is a natural result of a positive encounter with
Christ. Individuals, what was done
so
for them also, and the miracles
Christ,
that they had seen concerning what Jesus had done. When all proclamation
of
Christ is a natural result
of
a positive
encounter
with Christ,
that
weight,
that load-bearing
weight is
taken
off
of our back,
is that not a positive encounter?
Does that not make us feel good and want to tell
when
people
all of
about
our
it?
Sins are washed away
so many
and that guilt
we
is taken off of us,
put it in our
that
pockets,
and we keep it to ourselves? That load-bearing weight is taken off of our back.
But when we're joyful about it, as we see these individuals are talking about it, they're telling people,
but so many times we take the gospel, we put it in our pockets,
is,
and we
they
keep it to
wanted
ourselves.
People to know
but
about
when we're
Jesus
joyful
Christ.
About it, as we see these
you see, when we see, when we hear, when we learn of Christ,
people,
of His mercy, of His grace,
and
forgiveness,
what the good
and His ability
is,
to make
they
things
wanted
new.
People to know
to make us
about
new
Jesus
again,
Christ.
Brethren, why would we
you see, when
quiet
we see,
that?
When we hear, when we learn
why
of Christ, of His mercy, of His
that?
Grace, His forgiveness,
now look at
and His ability
to make things new, to make us new
again, chapter 24, beginning in verse 45.
Why would we want to keep quiet about that? Now look at Luke chapter 24 with me.
I love listening to Bible pages.
Luke chapter 24, beginning in verse 45.
Luke 24 and verse 45, it reads, "Then opened he their understanding that they might understand the Scriptures, and said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer
Luke 24 and verse
to rise from the dead. Then opened he
day.
Their understanding that they might understand the Scriptures,
and that repentance and remission
and
of sins
unto
should
them,
be
thus
preached,
it is written,
proclaimed
and thus it behooved Christ
in His
to
name
suffer,
among all nations,
and to rise from the dead
beginning
the
at
third
Jerusalem
day."
So
now
Luke gives this account concerning
that
the great repentance
and remission
of sins should be
preached,
proclaimed,
preached
and
proclaimed
in His name among all
in the name
nations,
of Jesus Christ.
Beginning at
Jesus
Jerusalem.
Is telling His disciples,
so Luke gives
your
this
first
account concerning
and number
the great
one
commission.
Job
that
as Christians
and remission
should
of sins
tell people
should be
about
preached
me.
And proclaimed
don't hide
in the
it,
name of Jesus
don't
Christ.
Don't put it under a rock.
Jesus
the Bible
is telling
tells
His disciples,
hide.
Your first
because the city that
and
sits
number
on a hill
one job
hid, right?
as
you
Christians
can't hide
is to tell people about me.
You've got
don't
to let that light shine.
Don't
that
put
we
it under a rock
in BBS,
because the Bible
right?
tells us you cannot
to let
hide
that light shine.
Because the
shine
city that
men
sits
that
on a hill cannot
see our good
works.
Right?
And
you can't
by
hide
doing that
light
under a bushel.
The glory of God.
You've got to let that light
so
shine.
So as we
that
proclaim
we
and
sing
preach
BBS,
and herald
right?
and teach people about
to let
that
concerning
light
the Great Commission
shine before men that they
Brother,
may see our good works.
Do that
and
by looking down and saying,
"We're proclaiming the glory of God." So as we proclaim and preach and herald and teach people about that concerning the Great Commission. Brother,
would you like to learn about
do
that
by
looking down and saying, "Want to come to church with me?"
Let me tell you about a man who was willing to die and
Instead
suffer
saying,
in my stead because I didn't deserve it. You want
would
to know
you like
him?
To learn about something that a man did for me?
Would you like to learn about a man who was beaten and scourged and abused?
Let me tell you about a man who was willing to die and suffer in my stead because I didn't deserve it.
For me,
you want to know
would you like
him?
To learn about him?
Would you like
or
to learn about
yet,
a man who was beaten and
this.
Scourged and abused?
I don't have to worry about
and laughed at
because
mocked,
that man said they're no more.
And put upon a cross.
You see, that's
for me.
Why I'm
would you
happy
like to
because of
him?
What Jesus Christ
or
did
better
for
yet,
me.
Let me
tell you about
this.
My experience.
I don't
when
have
I was
to worry about
because
my sins
when I came
because
out of that watery
man said
grave,
no more.
I didn't have no more sin.
You see, that's why I'm happy because of what
all
Jesus Christ
no, that wasn't
did for me. Let me tell you about my experience when I was baptized because when I came out of that watery grave, I didn't have no more sin.
Brother Andrew Conley. Used to say in that
all
deep
gone.
Baritone,
no,
that
wasn't
deep voice, he'd say, "I know that I know that I know that I know that
no
I'm saved."
No more.
Why?
My
because he was proclaiming what Jesus Christ
Andrew
did for him. Jesus said he was saying
that
deep
when his sins
that
were
deep,
deep
voice,
away.
He'd say, "I know that I
so
know that I know that I know that I'm saved."
You see, both
why?
Luke
because
and Mark's
he was proclaiming what Jesus
command,
Christ
which includes
Jesus
the words
said he was saved when his sins were washed away.
Look at Matthew chapter 12 and verse 18.
So why wouldn't you want to tell people about that?
You see, both Luke and Mark's accounts give the command which includes the word to proclaim. Look at Matthew chapter 12 and verse 18 with me.
Here is giving the account of what Jesus' job was concerning bringing judgment upon the Gentiles. The same thing that we read in Isaiah chapter 42 and verse 1.
Here
it says,
is
"Behold,
giving
my
the account
servant,
of what Jesus
whom I have chosen, my beloved, and whom my soul is
bringing
well
judgment
pleased,
upon the Gentiles.
I will put my spirit upon
the same
him,
thing that we read
and he shall
in Isaiah
show
chapter
judgment
42
to the
in
Gentiles.
Verse 1. It says, "Behold, my servant,
so it's revealing
whom I have
here
chosen,
the roles
my
of Jesus,
and
whom
my
soul is
well pleased
to the Gentiles.
I will
so
put my
Jesus
spirit upon
a
him,
job,
and he shall show judgment to the Gentiles."
When you
so
think
it's
about
revealing
said,
here the roles of Jesus
the works
is to proclaim justice to the Gentiles.
Jesus
so
understood
Jesus
the limited
had a
amount
of
time
when
he had
came
to
telling
people
about
and
who
proclaim
God
the message of God.
When
and
you think about what Jesus
that
said,
message,
I cannot
John
help
but
do
the
works
one,
of him
that
he
sent me
was
while
the word
day.
That was in the beginning
Jesus
that
understood
came to be
the
mediator,
limited amount
the propitiation
of time he had
for our sins,
and
that he was
the
one
that
was
God.
Going to die on the
and
cross.
And that he was that message.
And even Jesus
John
told
and
his disciples
one.
They wouldn't
that
fully
he was
understand
the word
this
that was in the beginning that
later.
Came to be the mediator.
But Paul tells the church at Rome that he thanks God for them because
the one that was going to die on the cross.
Romans 1 and verse 8 is proclaimed.
And even Jesus told his disciples they wouldn't fully understand this message until
among those other churches that
Paul tells the church at Rome that he thanks God for them
because
their faith in Romans 1
and verse
8 is
your
proclaimed.
Faith is being proclaimed among
people
all
know
men.
About it.
They have a good reputation.
You see, he writes
among
to the church also
other churches
Corinth,
that were around them.
And that's often
said,
because
know
he said, as often as you eat the bread
and
drink the cup,
because of that, your faith is being proclaimed among all men.
They proclaim the
you see,
death
he writes
of the
to the
Lord
church also
of
Corinth.
Comes.
And that's often because
telling
he said, as often as you eat the bread
Jesus
and drink the cup,
at
what did he say in 1 Corinthians?
So when we
they
think about the great weight and responsibility
of the Lord
that's given to us,
comes.
Simply to talk to people about
telling
Jesus
people
is proclaiming
why
that
Jesus died
message.
At Calvary.
And you want to know a wonderful thing
so
about
when we
our
think
society
about the great
and the culture
in which we live today
that's
is,
given to us simply to
we've
talk
got social
to people
media.
About Jesus
I never
is
thought
proclaiming
I would say
that message.
And you want to know
a wonderful
thing about our
society
and the culture in which we live today is? Because when you see and you get on there and everybody's complaining and whining and telling about how bad everything is and everybody's at each other's throat, throw Jesus in there and see how the conversation goes.
Because when you see and you get on there and everybody's complaining
and
whining and telling about how bad everything is and everybody's at each other's throat,
because
throw
Jesus in there and see how the conversation goes.
Let me show you the right way.
Well, I see you guys are having a bad day.
You see, we have all of these things that we can use for the betterment of the cause of
Jesus
Christ.
Because the way you're going doesn't seem to be the right way.
We've got to be proactive with it.
So if I'm not one
that's
literally
the type that can be face to face with somebody, for the betterment of the cause of
Jesus Christ, brethren, we've just got to use them.
Everybody
we've got to be proactive
can get on Facebook.
So if I'm not one that's literally the type that can be face to face with
whatever else,
not everybody has that ability.
Or texting and telling
everybody
people about Jesus
can get on Facebook.
Why? Because sometimes
Twitter,
we like to hide
or
behind
Instagram,
our anonymity,
or Snapchat,
because maybe
or whatever
we're just embarrassed
else there now.
Because we're not public speakers, and that's
or
okay.
Or texting and tell people about Jesus.
But brethren, we can all do
why?
Something
because
when
sometimes
it comes to
we like to hide
the good news
behind
of Jesus
our anonymity,
Christ,
can we not? Because maybe we're just embarrassed because we're
again,
not public
Paul says your
speakers,
faith
and that's
is
okay.
proclaimed. Oftentimes,
but brethren,
the result of our
do
faith or actions
to proclaim
is how
the good
we live
news
out
of Jesus Christ. Can we not?
Many times, not simply
again,
saying
Paul
anything,
says your
but by the way that we're living,
all those sermons
that we hear,
the result of our faith or actions
is how we live
so
out
so
and
I can tell people about Christ by the way I'm living.
Many times, not simply saying anything,
so
but
by
the way that
life?
We're living those sermons
am I living
that we
in
hear,
step with accordance with the will of God to proclaim who Jesus is and what
so
he did
so I can
for me?
Tell people about
that's
about
a simple
Christ
way
by the way I'm living
show people who Jesus is.
You see, the old saying is true. Actions speak louder
than words sometimes,
right? Am I living
it in step with accordance with the will of God to proclaim who Jesus is and
what about preaching the word?
That's a
there's a song
way that, we can
that was
show
written
people who Jesus is.
By
you see, the old
a writer
saying
by
is
the
true.
Name of
actions
Fanny
speak louder than
words.
Words were published first in 1882.
So, what about preaching the word?
And we often sing.
There's
this
a song that was written.
Maybe you remember these words.
A writer by the
redeemed
name of Fanny
J. Crosby.
Proclaim. These words were published first.
Redeemed
in
by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through
and
His
we
infinite
often
mercy.
Sing
His
this
child
song.
And forever.
Maybe you remember these words.
We can tell
redeemed
somebody that
I love to proclaim it.
Redeemed
by the blood
the
of the Lamb.
Says how I love
redeemed through His infinite mercy, His child
brethren,
and forever.
Brethren, do you truly love to tell people about Jesus?
We can tell somebody that message,
I hope
we?
So.
Redeemed,
do you truly love
the song
to tell
says
people
how
about
I
the
love
message
to
of Jesus
it.
Christ and how
brethren,
great it is.
Do you truly love to tell
brethren,
people
the gospel
about
is
Jesus.
The greatest story ever told about the greatest
I
man who
so.
Ever lived.
Do you truly love
and
to tell people about the message
of, that,
of Jesus
shame
Christ?
On us.
And how great it is.
Because we should never be ashamed.
Brethren, the gospel is the greatest story
Jesus
ever told about the greatest man who ever lived.
Every single one of us this evening.
And if we're ever ashamed
just
of that,
just as grandparents
shame on us.
Want to tell you about everything
because
their grandchildren
we should never
did,
be ashamed of what Jesus
more
did
so
at Calvary
we should be willing to tell people about everything that Jesus did for us.
Just as grandparents want to tell
there
you about
no
everything their grandchildren
to
did
to effectively proclaim the news of Jesus
more
Christ.
More so we should be willing
we
to tell
not
people
only
about
know in our
everything
minds
that Jesus
about
did
how
for
we
us.
Obeyed and what His will is for us.
There
but
can
we
be no doubt that
also
for us
feel
to
the truth
be,
inside
to effectively proclaim the news of Jesus Christ. We must
we've
not
got
only
to
know
in
our
hearts,
minds
just as Brother
about
Andrew
how we
Collins
obeyed and what His will is
for
us,
Christ did
for
but
me.
We all must also feel
and
the
because
truth
of
inside
that, I don't
want to
do anything but tell people about Jesus.
We've got to know in our hearts,
you know, we
just
live
as
in
Brother
a culture
Andrew
today
Collins
in which
say,
Jesus
no
also told us that
me.
We would suffer persecution because
and because
of, the name
of
that,
I don't want to do anything but tell
it's a fact. That's what
Jesus.
It means to be a Christian in this
you know,
society
we live in
today.
A culture
and
it today seems
in
like
which Jesus also told
more
us that we would suffer persecution
decade
because of the name of
than the church has
made.
Been in many, many years.
It's a fact. That's what it
and
means
sometimes
to be a
people are turned
in
off
this society today. And it,
by
and it seems like we're persecuted more within
people
the last
don't
probably
hear
decade
it.
Than the church has been
like
in many,
it when
many
I go
years.
Into places and they're talking
and
to me and they're asking me questions.
Off
and as soon as they ask me what I do,
Christ.
I tell people
that's
I'm a preacher and they go, oh,
people don't want to hear it.
Conversation ends.
I always like
it's
it
like
when I go into places
about
and
Jesus.
They,
but you
they're
know what
talking
I really
to
like
me
to do?
And they're asking me questions.
Why did
and
you
as soon
stop
as they ask me what I do, I tell people I'm a
do
preacher
I make
and they go,
uncomfortable?
Oh. Conversation ends.
Does my life, in
it's
which
like
I'm choosing to live
Jesus,
as a gospel preacher,
but you know
make
what I really
you
like to do?
About
why did
Jesus?
You stop talking?
Or is it simply that you don't
do I make
want
you
to talk about it? Because I'm more than
does my life,
to talk about
in which I'm choosing to live as a gospel preacher, make
you see,
we
have to be willing to open up the doors of opportunity to share
or is it simply that you don't want to talk about it?
And sometimes
because
I'm
the
more
world
than
in which we
to
live today
it
because
to
it's so fast-paced and we're so
you
busy.
See, we have
sometimes
to be willing to open up the doors of
opportunity to share the message with
so
those
we've got
that
to take
we can.
The opportunities
and
while
sometimes
we have
the world in which we live today because it's so fast-paced
and, yes, sometimes
and we're so busy, sometimes those
it.
Opportunities are few and far between.
But you know what scares me the most
so we've
is
got
that
to take
society
the opportunities
today,
while we have
I don't think they're afraid of Jesus.
I think,
and yes, sometimes people aren't going to want to hear
about
it. Because we don't live.
But you know what scares me the most is that society
because we
today.
We browbeat people with the Bible.
I don't think they're afraid of Jesus.
They're going to hell or they're wrong.
I think they're afraid.
Instead of preaching the message of love and showing them through love, why?
Because we don't live what we preach.
You see, and we can do that
because
by the way that we live and evangelizing.
Because we browbeat people with the Bible and tell everybody that they're going to hell or they're
love,
wrong.
Right? To preach
instead
the
of preaching the message of love and showing them through love,
and we can do that by the way we live.
You see, and we can do that by the way that
by showing them the message of the cross.
The message of the gospel is love, right? To preach the truth and love, Ephesians
4:15. But all of us have the responsibility to proclaim
and we can do that by the way we live, by encouraging individuals and by showing them the message
of
that
responsibility too. And I'll be the first.
Because sometimes we pass up
opportunities. The responsibility to proclaim and herald.
One of my favorite songs, but also one of those songs that kind of knocked the
wind out of
your sails.
You see, all of us fall short of that responsibility too. And I'll be the first.
Because sometimes we pass up opportunities
to me.
You know, one of my favorite songs, but also one of those songs that kind of knocked the wind out of your sails.
Day by day, but you never told me about
him. You never mentioned him to me.
You never mentioned him.
You never mentioned him to me.
Why?
You passed me on the street day by day, but you never told me about
him. I know you do. That's why you're here today.
You never mentioned him to me.
You love Jesus.
Why?
You know what he did for you.
Why not?
And you're living for him every day.
Do you love
Jesus? The only thing we've got to do,
I know you do,
is we've got to be bold in our lives and showing people who he is.
You love Jesus.
You know
so
what
tonight
he did
I hope
you.
As you go out for the rest of this
and you're living
that you're willing and ready.
Now the
to
only thing we've got
the
to
message
do
of Jesus Christ
is we've got to be bold.
Show people who
in
he
our
is.
Lives
tell
people
about
showing people who he
proclaim
is.
Proclaim him, herald it. Shout it
so
from
tonight,
the rooftops
I hope
if
as you
want
go out
to.
For the rest of this week that you're willing and ready to proclaim the message of Jesus Christ.
Share.
Show people who he
our
is. Tell
love
people
for you
about
tonight, if you're
proclaim
here,
proclaim him, herald it.
Shout it from the rooftops if you want
we
to.
We want you to not only hear the gospel, but we want you to obey the gospel.
But I hope
gospel.
That you love him and that you're willing to share him.
Why? Because we have concern
our love
for your
you
soul.
Tonight, if you're here and you're not a
we
Christian,
we want you to be saved.
This.
We don't want you to be lost.
We want you to not only hear
so
the
message
gospel,
is this.
But we
God
want you
loved
to
you
obey
so much
gospel.
That he gave Jesus to die on
why?
Calvary.
Because we have concern for your
and
soul.
And as we preach that message,
we want
you
to
be
saved. We
don't want you to be lost.
How great that sacrifice was.
So the message is this. God loved you so much that he gave Jesus to die on Calvary.
Jesus was willing to suffer through all
and
of that.
And as we preach that message,
so that
we want you to understand
so that all of your
how
sins
great
can be
that
sacrifice
away.
Was. And that tonight, if you're choosing and willing to repent of your sins,
Jesus was willing to suffer through
all
of that,
God, that he is in
so that you wouldn't have
the
to.
Son of God that died
so that
for
all
you,
of your sins
that
can
be sacrificed
away.
His life for you,
and that tonight,
that
if you're choosing
to live
and willing
eternity,
to repent of your sins,
if you're willing to
your
confess
that
the
with
Son
your
of God
tonight,
that he is in
because
fact
with the mouth
the Son of God that died for you,
unto salvation.
That sacrificed his life
and tonight,
for you,
if you're willing to
that
put on
wants
Christ
to live
in
with you in eternity.
Acts 2:38.
If you're willing to
remember
confess
we talked
that
about
with your
this
mouth tonight,
that stood
because with the mouth
Peter and the other apostles said, men and brethren, what
salvation.
Must we do to be saved?
And tonight, if you're willing to put
Peter
on Christ
said,
in baptism,
repent and be baptized, every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Remember we talked about
for
this morning,
those
that stood before Peter and
the
other
Holy
apostles
Ghost.
Said, men and brethren,
so
what must we do to be saved? And if you're
Peter
here tonight and you haven't lived up to the
one of you in the name of Jesus Christ, or maybe you just want to do better,
and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
So
or maybe it is that you're just struggling because we also
and if you're here tonight and you haven't lived up to
the
responsibility. The
world is not easy that we live in today.
Or maybe you just want to do better.
It's hard and
we
it's an uphill battle every day, but you don't have
or
to do it
maybe it is
alone.
That you're just struggling
as together
because
we
also
know
see.
How that is.
The world is not easy. That